Olodo podcast.
It's the champion disgrace of them all.
Thank you for it.
No be us.
Disappointment. The whole Igbo culture.
Nico, why you like that? Why Nico? No.
I don't know. What is this?
Hi guys, welcome back to Zero Expectations podcast. I'm already recording. I'm with Nico. Zero Expectations podcast. Look, what you call me a disgrace for?
Yeah, an embarrassment
for
to the whole Igbo culture.
You know what?
The whole Igbo culture. Shame on you.
You know what? This intro is going to be in Igbo. All right, let's go.
Kainegi.
Nico, go.
Hey, wait.
This whole intro is going to be in Igbo.
Oh, yeah, you begin.
What is it?
Kedu? No, why did they say? Now we're doing the intro.
You
not
asked me Kedu?
Podcast,
no, naturally, the response to Kedu is Odima.
No. Oh, you know what? Should we do it?
Does he know?
Should we do it? Waiting be zero and expectations for Igbo daddy.
All I know is when we go to watch football in the village and they're asking for scores, K scores, they say, oh, not.
No. I could seriously
not
say.
Not kind again.
I could cross the. I could seriously say.
Kind again, the expectations.
No. Listen, guys, listen. I could seriously say that I'm going to re-edit our. Can you listen to me? Jeez, we don't come
sorry.
Degenerate podcast. Listen to one person talk now. No, we've not rolled it. This is
wrong intro.
The whole episode is not in Igbo, Nico.
Okay.
No, we're doing a special. And this special, our intro song is going to be in Igbo. So we are going to sing the zero. Thank God say, no be Igbo.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah.
Okay, zero.
Hey, nigga. Okay. Daddy, I feel like we will go with kind again.
Okay, wait. Kedu everyone.
Ahambu Nicole of Wewu.
Ahambu Prince.
Kind again, Joshua.
And welcome
to Okirikiri.
Yeah, okay, so because this part I'm going to
wait. Roll intro.
Okay, yeah. Roll only intro. Because this part you're going to sing the Zero Expectations thing and I'm going to edit it. So yeah, do it in Igbo.
Oh, I don't know how to do it.
All right.
Kind again.
Okay, everybody's going to have it. But let me civilize a little bit. Because everybody's just
like
talking.
Lost my shiver. Everybody's
talking, and it sounds funny now, but there's probably
someone listening. Like a normal meeting now. That's why everybody talks at the same time.
So everyone listening and being like, wait, can you guys just follow it? Let's get the jokes one by one.
All right, good.
Nico, you know you've done the intro before. Go ahead, say it.
It's zero.
No, we're not doing. We're doing Igbo version now.
Okay. Otutuoma, I don't know if it's not morning.
No.
Otutuoma, everyone.
No. We've done that already. We're doing the intro song.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would say it's in English. I don't
know. In Igbo. We're changing it. Just
what is zero in Igbo?
Just for this episode.
No. Expectations.
Wait to be expectations for you.
Now, it was expectations.
I'm pretty sure.
Hey, Atumaya.
My nigga is just throwing up.
He just didn't talk anything.
Atumaya podcast.
Okay. Yeah. This I'll do the. Yeah.
Daddy, what's radio? What's radio in Igbo?
Eh? Where radio?
Igwenekuoku.
Okay, wait.
Because I don't know if there's podcast in Igbo.
What is expectations?
Agunaya. Wait, that was expectations.
Atulanya. Oh, yeah.
Igwenekuoku.
Oh, yeah, go.
Okirikiri. Atulanya. Igwenekuoku. Yeah! Yay!
You dumb piece of shit.
I'd like to see you try.
Hero.
That's what I said. Okirikiri.
Even that says. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that's what. FM.
FM.
You're gonna just stop kind of.
Trust me, this was easy.
This is just going everywhere and it's so confusing.
I genuinely want to start this confusion.
It's pretty so rubbish.
Okay, wait. Oh yeah. Let's do the evil version again. Let's go.
Evil version again.
Of this song.
Hey, brother Jesus.
So you know what? Forget about it. No more evil
version. I've done the evil version already.
Roll intro. Yeah. Was that hacked? Well, let me get it sound. So we've resumed the podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to
Zero Expectations. Regular nonsense programming.
But Joshua, do you know our motto? We
I don't know what that Igbo situation was all about.
Okay. Okay, Nico, remember our motto. Let's go. Uh-huh. This is Zero Expectations. If you have... Okay, yeah, let's go. Oh yeah, this welcome back to Zero.
We start with introducing ourselves.
Okay. Hi, my name is Prince.
Hi, my name is Nicole, and you're listening to Zero Expectations podcast. Because if you had any expectations, you wouldn't be here.
Wow. Yes, look at me like a celebrity from one month. It was all right. The motto is fine.
Anyways, the whole family.
Share that in my motto.
What?
Again.
The whole family is here. Joshua is back.
Hello,
fam. From school. They chased him away.
It's like they've not heard about your doings.
Joshua, I got chased here and I was suspended.
Joshua, is that what happened? Yeah, that's what happened.
It's not the whole COVID team.
No, they got suspended.
Daddy, did you know?
CWA was suspended.
Yes.
Hey, you told me.
I'm sorry, excuse me, what? Is there another group chat you guys are in that
apparently I got 12 people pregnant?
Apparently. Is it more than 12?
I don't know.
Might be.
The numbers tend to fluctuate.
Joshua got suspended from uni, like, name of the podcast.
Lovely. All right.
But over the various months of Joshua,
I suspended. You think I'll come home?
Where would you go?
That's like you belong to the streets.
Joshua got. I'm the streets.
I'm the streets.
My hometown.
No,
the place where I belong.
The place where I belong.
This guy is in a bus looking through the window.
I'll be back here.
Oh my gosh.
So, over the months, Joshua has been telling me once in a while, has anything happened in the house? And I've been here in this empty room. No. So, Prince, when is the PS5 coming? I don't know.
PS5, man.
I don't know how to play games. It's been a while.
And you picked PS5.
I said, PS4. Prince, sorry.
Prince exaggerated.
And you picked PS4.
What am I supposed to buy? What? PlayStation 3?
Sega Mega, my G.
Oh, jeez.
Humble beginnings, man.
They all still sell Sega.
Me and Nico, we bought like 2 Segas or is it 3 Segas in our lifetime? And I used to play football. And Nico,
I know that song. Nico, Sega Mega.
Drive. Wait, no. Drive to Olodo. You don't even know it's anything. Because you have a nice.
Lovely.
I only listen to Sega Mega. The only part I said was Sega Mega. Sega Mega.
Do you remember that goal? It's a goal.
International superstar soccer. He looks. He shoots. No ball. Interception.
Did they run?
Corner kick. He shoots. Goal.
I don't think I ever realized how bad the graphics was because I was like,
no graphics. Joshua,
let me tell you something. There was nothing like saving. So when you play tournaments, my light, you and light, you play tournament, it's off from the beginning.
From the tournament.
Oh, I remember this game we had where like you can't save. You have to fight, like it's a fighting game. The guy had like a sword where you were the guy that was holding the banner and you reached one particular place and then killed you. I don't think it's Sega, it's Xbox.
Because remember that gun game?
Xbox.
That cowboy could be on top of a train or so.
Yeah.
But that was one, it's Sega.
Yeah, Sega, it had all those games.
Remember
how we used to play it with that TV? Up on that wooden thing that the thing they destroy people's heads.
I don't know.
That they don't hit your head for that
thing. Play Mario.
Yeah.
Sega.
No, we had a Game Boy too, remember?
Yeah.
That is when they used to treat us like human beings. Now we'll be like beasts. Just they move for this space.
Whose fault is that?
Lovely. Love.
Joshua, how was life in school?
It's tough, man.
Oh, it's tough.
Gotta sell that cocaine, push them drugs.
You gotta make
also money. Have to make this thing called classes. Oh. I had to write attendance. Like, what the hell is going on?
It's
bro?
Like, that's what
that's not what I signed up for.
What were the pros of you being in school?
Not being here. It's a big pro. Because no washing of plates, no going out.
Is that what you mean? All we could do here is give you hard work?
Nico, just what I'm doing. I'm being a moderator. Can you be a host and just direct this thing? Let you answer, then you answer.
He's just trying to accuse us of giving him hard work.
No, Nico's going to get angry. So, Nico, how have you been? I heard a man gave you belly. Oh, she's angry.
That's not the case.
Oh, yeah, Nico, moderate. It's your turn. Moderate. Ask questions.
I don't have to do that shit.
Lovely.
Joshua, how is your... Did you make any roommates? Because every time you call Joshua, it's always like 20 people in his room.
Yeah, there are people
shouting
in my room.
At the same time.
It's cell. It's fellowship.
There are people in my room. There are many things that go on in my room. There's this guy named Israel. He has this slogan where he shouts, live! So, like, whenever you're eating food, it's like, yeah, I did with you live. Don't you lie? Or maybe they see something. Maybe they see your babe guy. We saw your babe. Ah, this guy and your babe put the name live. Live. So like it's a slogan in the school. There's another guy. Whenever there's a fight, maybe this one has won. He'll just come and shout.
So who shouts lovely?
No, I'm the one that shouts lovely.
Okay.
Well, just
I was wondering where you picked that one up from.
What else? That's basically it, actually. There are many people. There's Pata, there's Shata Bando, one short guy. That's what you call.
There's Shata Bando.
There's
another
guy. There's another one called Kuru. There's another one called Teddy.
Adena.
Pedina.
Corona.
Okay.
No, yeah, God, Jones Baba. I don't even know. Okay.
And all these people are your roommates?
Nico, no, we all pushed the weed together, bro.
when Joshua was coming back from school, I had to order Uber. Daddy was like, you must watch him. Daddy was planning on leaving here, going to Uber, go there, then taking him back, then coming and tell me, oh, there's no.
You know,
there's no day like that.
They trip.
So I was not the one that had to do it. Joshua and I had to wait somewhere. But before I could know where Joshua was, I would tell Joshua, so Joshua, is the school gate near your place? Joshua would.
Oh, so you went to the school?
No. Please, like on the call. Joshua would be like, hey, everybody's talking at the same time. Is this hostel near school gate? Someone will not say yes, Joshua will not reply me. Then Joshua will not do it again. And it was so, like the noise is stupidly much. It was like 20 people were there. Oh. They said Delta Stream is in Lagos, started from their room.
What is Delta Stream?
I don't even know that.
Nico, are you in this world at all?
Who is that?
Daddy, do you know what Delta Stream is?
Really? Yeah, that's the one.
To shock you, Daddy will say yes.
You don't know what Delta Stream is? Wow.
What's Delta?
It's a new COVID stream that's coming out now from.
Yes, now the third wave. Delta stream.
Go on, keep going.
I know it.
Wave after wave.
Wave after wave. Slowly drifting. Drifting away.
That's Mrs. Soak. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's Mrs. Soak.
That brings us back to like Calabar. We used to listen to that song. It's called Wave. But I've forgotten his name. But if you just search on YouTube, wave after wave, you'd see it. But they call him Mr. Frobes or something like that. You'd like it. So, Nico, how are you doing? Welcome back.
Thank you. Whatever.
After the episode with Ubongo, we're supposed to record another one, and we never did.
How's that episode doing? Are people saying lambasting
you? No, people, Joshua, that noise is giving for me. Nobody's lambasting her. Someone messaged me saying that she said she has a specific way of looking. Like, she can't blame her because that is her own reality. Like, she can't bother herself. But again, I was saying that I see like a bad, inevitable end at the ending. Should we tell Dion? She told Dion about her stuff. Did you tell you? She said she even if her husband cheats, she will still date him. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on that?
You're not talking about country.
Love.
What does that got to do with anything?
Nico, remember that time?
All
right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Nico, remember that time you were supposed to travel out and it was like a huge thing? Talk about your experience there.
Which time?
All the time. We have an hour to fill.
So I've had my heart broken a couple of times.
Okay.
I've had men promise to take me to Santorini.
Okay. No, initially it was school now.
That's what I'm talking about. Sorry.
You repass the exam.
I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about education.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you wrong pass podcast. Any exam?
Yes. I did TOEFL. I did SAT.
What did you get from TOEFL?
I shall pass it.
Lovely.
How did you score TOEFL?
I shall pass it. So it was in
12.
Just 12.
That's why. Then you call it TOEFL. I call it 12. I don't know. I don't even know how.
Oh, 12 is not the score.
12. Oh, that's also the score too.
What did you get in 12?
I got 12. I should have passed the job, but I mean, some stuff happened between some peeps that kind of tarnished my dreams and aspiration.
I'm sorry, we're going to go back to you.
What happened?
When you're talking about past it, I remember Joshua's result.
Which result?
I will talk about it.
What result?
Joshua showed that his result for personal.
Yeah, where was
it? Just say.
Best result that come outside.
It has come since. He knew he just was hiding.
Why did you tell me?
Every day we had like all those family meetings that I had to put phone on last week. I was saying, Joshua, where's your result? He hasn't come yet, guys.
Why was I never in the family meeting?
No, this time when we went to the market to buy him shorts. And
I don't know what.
He
sat down
and results. He told us.
He failed.
Hey!
Jesus!
Joshua, yeah, just be saying
how
all
many
the,
courses?
Saying all the A's and B's he got. Yeah, let's go.
So, are you going to write it in the next session?
No, I'm not repeating it.
I don't understand.
Why do you think I push drugs?
Wait, yeah, let's go.
Wait.
I want to.
So,
I didn't feel any constant.
He did not feel. Okay. I want to equate the bad results to probably just.
What COVID is it like? Bunch of this.
And online. You know, Joshua don't carry book at all when to read. He just went there with our laptop. Time to write.
Wait. So is it a bunch of these?
No, the worst part is that you keep blaming me. There's somewhere in my day, like 50 people in my department.
Joshua, I can't blame
that dropped out. The remaining 50 that I'm on F, they loved. To be honest, I'm actually relieved a little bit.
I'm confused. What did you get?
Nobody. But if
so he's not answering the question.
All I'm going to tell you is I push drugs.
Why not answering me?
Ew.
That is the door.
Okay.
Yeah, done,
Abby.
Yeah,
hi guys, sorry for that breaking transmission. This
breaking transmission. Welcome back to Zero Expectation Podcast. Yeah.
Lovely.
That was not bad, dude.
Really?
That was not bad.
Bad.
Thanks, Daddy.
Put it there.
That's not who lies an order. Put it there.
Yeah, you know what? Nico, resing, I'll crop it out.
Oh God.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Zero Expectations Podcast.
Nice. Oh, yeah, then breaking transmission.
We're going on a short break. Don't go anywhere.
Nice. Wow, guys. So went on a short break while we're thinking about Joshua's thing. Joshua, for some reason, I think you just lied.
Joshua,
that was not the result
like
you showed me.
No F.
No, that's good. And again.
There was no F in the one he showed you.
Yes.
I'll rest my case there.
Joshua, but Joshua. How many bees did you say you have in
here? Fuck!
How many bees did you say you have in here?
Two.
Two bees.
That's not bad.
I did 9 courses. I only showed you 5 of the results.
Okay.
You meaning how many?
Four. Where
so
they?
If I tell you I had 2 bees, it's not possible.
This is, that that sounded like yes.
Wait,
probably.
So the two B's, is it from the five you showed them? Have you remaining four?
No, remaining four that came.
Listen.
So where's the remaining two?
This
the thing is on my school's group chat.
This family.
So, but you didn't get any F.
No.
No, this family is like.
So, but what did you do your school when you get F? You rewrite the course.
Of course.
No. Huh? First semester.
No, that's also you rewrite it to your next session first semester.
You write the next
200 level. Yeah, okay, so that's the thing, Joshua. I'm not saying this to ridicule you. No, because they laughed at me with my hate carryovers. Do you understand? We're not trying to tell you.
How do you have hate carryovers?
Nicole Olodo. They talk about Joshua now, not me.
I'm just saying because they are ridiculing me.
So, what we're just trying to do is.
I only had one carryover ever.
It'd be Olodo too now. Oh, you carry God. That did you ever have any carry
over? I had like some D's and E's.
Nah, the thing on the come.
Some D's and E's.
D, E, B, C.
What prayer surprised me?
What?
We never saw Prince result for one day.
When I just
it's just, it's word of mouth. If Prince had A, that's okay.
I never said I had A. I've never said that before in my life.
So, you never had A?
I don't think I've ever had A before in my life.
Hey.
Okay. That scares me a lot. Love life. When you're English student, most popular student.
No, their students were known for sleeping with lecturers.
I don't know
that one. Remember that girl in your department that has bomb. She came to Ebony Life one other time to visit you.
Yes, but she wasn't in my department.
See, full ground, Joshua.
I really don't want to talk about this.
It is getting that room, or restaurant, and you are still there outside, wait for him. Because if all of them enter while at day,
that's very rude of you.
It's not rude. I'm hyping her. Jeez, man, come off it.
But she was not in my department.
She was in English.
No,
she was.
She was.
She was.
That is true.
Maybe she was. She was in English. She did all that departments. She got spread out. I'm sorry. It's a joke. I'll say this for everybody with big bunda, even me. Nico, why, Joshua, what are your thoughts on waist beads?
Oh, God.
Be blatantly honest. What it's do okay, you think?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Thank you.
You don't think it's witchcraftery?
No.
Prince, you are witchcraftery.
I don't think it's witchcraftery.
Your destiny, they go. They said if you kiss a girl with waist bead, that's
die,
it.
Abby.
If she can't get anklets, she won't hold you and your future generation.
And guess what? Nico has what and what?
Nico has anklets too. Where's that this chain? Have you ever removed this before in your life?
No.
Okay.
You said that chain?
wrist bangle.
Bangle.
You know, I have an issue with if I wear like chain or bangles.
And something bad happens, it's because you wore the bangle. You are so superstitious, it's annoying.
Nico. The other day, wore this bangle.
Prince, it was just
I bought this thing for 200 naira. I wore it and I was in trying to enter bike here by like 6 a.m. to go to work. I did not find. I was walking. I had to walk down to where we used to buy rice before I found bike.
And it was because
on my
of
way
the
there, I removed the bangle and I started throwing it on the ground. I was throwing it like this. I was throwing one by one seed at a time. I'm not lying. I hate all those things. But I'm looking for a chain now. Man, not my destiny finish. Well, yeah, what's going on with you guys now?
Nothing much, Nothing much.
You sure, Uncle?
Nothing.
I want to talk about something, but I don't know if
don't.
You want me to talk. Do you know what that guy is?
I don't want to.
Talk about it, tell me.
Please, no.
Yes, please.
Joshua said, please.
Just tell me, what is it about?
That's our consent, folks.
What is that?
He's not going to tell you after the podcast.
Will you tell me after the podcast?
Probably not. I have to sell some drugs after the podcast. Gotta keep me fed, nigga.
But you say you don't sell on Sunday. I don't understand.
When did I ever say that, bro?
You sell it?
Oh, yeah, I don't sell on Sundays, true. Don't know if the Pope was.
No, I'm not going to talk about that. But there's another one I don't talk about.
What do you think?
Must you always talk about AIDS? Because you know, I'm not really the person.
So this one, as I'm saying it, you shut me up immediately.
Tell me now.
So there was a time like this, you went somewhere.
Went where? Went where? I hate being out of the loop.
No, no, this one.
I want to be in the loop.
No, you are in the loop of this one, but you know you think fast.
What is it?
He went somewhere.
Oh yeah, I know that one. Who was the first one?
Okay, that one he called me randomly to tell me. No, he texted me. Then I was like, let me call him. He said he doesn't want me to call him. They should talk about it.
No.
Tell me. Why? No.
I don't want to talk about it on the podcast, sorry.
Hey, no. Well, that's indeed. I hate being out of the loops.
Why did you not even call tell Nicole? Why you don't like her?
No, it's not that. Jesus. You were just on
it. I heard it.
Nicole didn't reply messages.
I do.
You don't?
Yeah, like an hour later. Yeah, sure.
So wait, what was happening? Tell me what was happening.
Later, I'll tell you. Don't worry.
She will tell you later. You probably doesn't want to. Even myself, me, that I don't respect boundaries. I'm respecting his boundary this time.
Thank you.
What happened again?
Oh,
jeez. I get all your boundaries.
Wow,
don't worry, I wish all of us healthy relationships.
Nico, have you been asked out recently?
She has been lonely.
And Nico, have you been asked out recently?
No.
Nobody they see you. Be like ghost. They feel send you on errand, but when they look for love, you they lost.
My love life is.
You know what? Today's your day.
Oh yeah.
Talk about your love life. Go on.
I don't have any.
And that's the end of it. Normally we used to have...
Screw you all.
Don't say
please
it.
Please talk about your love life.
Oh, my love life.
Please.
You know what? I slowly don't talk about mine. I just like...
Tell us about your love life.
Without saying names, because at the end, name doesn't matter to you. And do one, please don't...
Name matters to me.
No, you don't know them, so names doesn't matter.
I like to put a name.
There was someone that Zaddy has been hyping. Oh, doesn't train you, yeah. I went to go and see her, I won't say where.
Oh, is it that one you
No, Lodo Kibu. You didn't mind me. You see, I say name, no matter. Oh, Tondo.
I wanted to prove that I know this one.
You guys are putting me out of the loop. Anytime you call Nico will be like, please, I'm on set. Call you later. She didn't come.
No, okay.
So,
I'll do better.
Daddy was like, I should shoot my shot. You are playing with everything.
Stop touching things.
I'm sorry. Jeez.
Carry on, baby.
This is your first podcast.
Oh.
You know, you are touching an acting again. You and Daddy, you people have the same fidgety mentality. Anyways.
That's you, English.
Hey. Anyways, I went to meet her. We were having a nice conversation, and like it dawned on me that not like she's not interested, but it was just Daddy's doing. Daddy just ignited flames that were not there. Like, you know how you misread.
All of a sudden, you started liking.
Yeah. So I was never liking before, and you know, Daddy has gotten to a point where he thinks I'm probably gay.
Yes.
This is it. I am not.
We all think
yet.
Yes. Why are you gay?
So yeah, that's what just happened. I was just having a conversation with her, and he dawned on me that there's nothing here.
So did you ever ask her out?
No. We're having a conversation, and like, you know, with me, I'm not willing to share. Like, I could tell you things that are happening. I can talk like I'm telling you. Nice one. I can talk like I'm telling you a lot. When you look at it at the end, most times
I'm not telling you anything actually.
Yeah, people
it's
don't
just
know,
like me.
Yeah, people don't know much about me.
Yeah.
So on this fateful day, I was about to share, and I realized that she's not insensitive, she's not rude, but it just she wasn't interested. So she was listening, but she was quick to go back to her own matter. And like it says a lot about someone if they are quickly able to switch.
Can I just swift past you? Let me talk.
And like they are doing it in an ignorant manner, so you can't blame them because they don't just.
They don't know what they are doing.
Yeah, they don't. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what happened, and that's like the most recent. There's nobody on site. So yeah.
And it's
fine. Ask Joshua, I hook you up.
It's fine. No, no, I'm not even interested.
What is going on?
That is in Oba.
Oh yeah, you want to talk about Oba. Joshua, how do you feel about the money spent in Oba?
You know, man, when you sell weed and you know you don't get your percentage, it goes to Oba. I've been waiting here for money like a lot of
But times. I told you to come and meet them there.
No. I was supposed to sell weed then, bro. What did but I had to come home and, you know,
based on COVID.
Just like COVID and everything.
Because then daddy will hear everybody really like has gone to, where is Joshua?
Yeah, true, and COVID true. Doesn't exist, to be honest. Anyways,
what's crash that everyone. Rewind, go all the way to the back.
Conspiracy theories, bullshit.
So it's not, you say it doesn't even exist.
Who do you know that has COVID? Go on.
No, let me bring the COVID patient. I'll have him baptize your face with cough.
I'll kiss him.
Alright.
Okay, I'll ask you a question. If you had a millionaire at the moment, what would you sleep. Do it? And he said, Are you thinking backwards?
So that we don't sleep, just to settle it into my head that I have $1 million.
Oh, I said $1 million, sorry, a millionaire.
Yes, I'm not serious.
Why? Daddy, you're very
loved.
Where?
Why are we not serious?
If you had a millionaire,
Daddy, you have attitude.
At the moment, what would you use it to do?
$1 million.
Yeah, I'm going to go and ask each and every one of you.
You're going to go and ask us where.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Move to Joshua. Start with Joshua.
Probably invest in some weed.
Joshua said weed so much, and his mouth is looking brown.
Yeah.
You know, one day I called Joshua and I was like, Joshua, you're smoking now. And Joshua's like, Prince, no, I'm not. I say, you are smoking now. No, I'm not. Joshua, put your hand on your chest. Have you smoked weed?
Never, bro. I never smoked my product. Hey,
have you smoked someone else's product?
No! You're all my product.
It's only delight.
But what would you do with it? But seriously, what would you do with a millionaire?
I don't know, man. Invest.
Invest in what? Everybody just like
life, bro. Invest in a lot of things. I don't know. I'll meet the banker and go and ask him. Yo, bro, I would like to put my money in the stock exchange.
And then I just investing good.
Standing outside the bank, waiting for a banker
please,
to close.
Please, I have $1 million. I like to invest.
Come and meet me later, man. Do you bank with us? No, I actually don't bank here. Awesome. Come and meet me. Yeah, the guy will say everything that is about to dupe you. So you mean nobody has any record of you coming to meet me and you don't bank here?
Yes. Nobody's aware you have $1 million.
Nobody, only you.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, the only one.
Like, what would you do with it?
I don't even know what I would do. I think I'll what's that?
No, I'll scratch my nose.
I don't know about investing or whatever, but I would just
I'll buy an iPhone 12.
I'll keep it somewhere.
That will cut like 80% of the money down. Mm-hmm. Nice, just how I like it, tight.
leave it on the edge.
At that point, what do I do next? Probably
buy AirPods
and some things. After it has finished,
streamline it
then somewhere. I call someone that I know that always has my back, Nicole. Hey, what? Nicole, I need transport money to leave SWAT. I've spent all the money surprising.
I don't know.
Why didn't I think of that?
Prince, tell me you got me something.
Yeah, I did.
Selfie or two.
You guys be told at least.
But yeah, everybody has
I don't know, I'll just keep it. I don't know what I'll do with it, but I'll just keep it.
Is anybody here investing at all?
Yeah, it's now.
Yeah, investing.
I'm investing.
So you think piggy bank is 4%? I'm an investment broker.
I work in stocks.
The world will know how naive you guys are.
We're not naive because if we have extra money before...
Hello, I work in stocks. I deal with stocks.
$1 billionaire, the owner is because this guy.
Okay.
When somebody enters shop to $2, $500, don't come
on. And my iPhone was what? Me being frugal.
Yeah.
Daddy...
I don't know what I'll do with it.
Do you have any advice to give us? Maybe I should just end it since it's getting to the point where I'm just throwing random
questions. What's going to be our next podcast?
Go to record it now.
Zikoko?
Go to Zikoko next.
I don't know.
Okay, you can do Zikoko.
What?
My mouth hurts. But my gum has been paining me for a while now.
It's rabies. You have rabies. It's that dog.
And they kiss some kind dogs as I walk
forward. It's that old Scooby-Doo, so cute.
Do you have any advice to give any of your kids?
Or just Prince. He needs it.
He needs it the most.
Do you have any advice to give any of your kids, Duma?
Nicole.
Okay, Nicole first. Please enunciate. Best think word I've learned.
More of herself.
She should think more of herself.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Think for herself first.
Think for yourself first. Nicole, do you know the funniest thing? Something happened. Was it today? I woke up or so, and I heard you and Daddy having a conversation. And the whole month, where... The only thing we talk yesterday, so that they train you. No, I'm not saying anything around you, understand that?
Yeah.
The way that they train you, the thing don't come. I said, OG, when they talk yesterday, people like said they go against
you. Just ask a question, why do you call that the OG two-timer?
I see, Nicole, I don't know. And they call an OG two-timer, D1. What else again? And it's OG. I don't know, OG is a gangster.
Two-timer. Who's the two-timer? I know OG, but like...
It's probably names I've heard
it's
somewhere
so
else.
Weird. We're outside. I don't know. Prince was shouting, OG, OG. OG 2, OG 2. No, I was like, that's your father.
Where were we outside?
I don't know where we were. But we're not inside the house. I don't know where we were. We're like, OG, OG. OG.
No, I think I've heard myself say
okay.
That.
Okay, it was one of the going to watch movie days.
Oh, I've heard myself.
Yeah, that's true. That's something I need to talk about very clear. I've been in school.
Let me
and, no, sorry. I've been in school. Mm-hmm. And you guys said, you know what? Now let's have fun. You guys went to movies. You guys were going out. That would tell me, no, I'm inside. I know you're not inside. I know. I can smell the popcorn from the phone.
Nicole, to be honest.
Nicole, when are you thinking?
Money bag you.
Nicole, when are you thinking?
Money bag.
When am I going to get my own portion of this
enjoyment? Brother, if I tell you this, that times I had.
So basically, you're telling me no.
For now.
Not for now.
But you're going to be here for a while now, so take care.
Jesus, you're here for a while. You don't want a
Delta. COVID exists, Nico. What are you trying to say?
What?
You need to take the guilty protocols.
About by the SDC.
The guilty.
I'm probably going to be here till like October.
CDC.
I'm probably going to be here till like October, so
who are those
love people? Me. Yes.
CDC. The Clinical Department of Central. CDC.
What?
You see now, boys, the crazy. But yeah, guy, you need to take protocols. I'll be like the end of Manziel movie.
Please
change your ways, guys.
Get some help.
Manziel movie CDC is
and what? Propaganda plenty. To date, that is the learn life lessons from all these football movies.
What?
You see, Prince, evil never goes unpunished. This woman. Was treating, and then he likes anyone that has to do with him, man. Was treating her husband badly. Her husband just they take everything they do. I'm like, does that see
those
himself?
Those girls were wicked to her.
Does that see himself
and
in this?
And now she has married a rich man. What would they say now?
Nico, if you think daddy watching tennis has it was bad. Oh no, the new fave, this Indian series has advanced his. His device. Now it's pointing. So you know, and what is that? He doesn't see through the dramatic effect. So it's always like on a steady. What's going on? You sit down and then I'm only trying to narrate this thing. This is the whole dress. You adjust. You sit down and it's like. But he's pointing. He's pointing at the camera, at the TV.
Yes.
But you know Indians, before the script, now one person they write down
yes.
And space bar. So anytime the editor sees space bar, my effect. So anytime he says like this. But they are sitting there.
I love them. Match up. Like when they go to different places for reaction, everything has a reaction. The water fell down. Zoom, zoom, zoom. That is how the water.
Like, they have so many episodes. I wonder how long it takes to shoot one.
Yeah.
Because all those reactions. And the worst one is that they don't settle for less with the lighting.
They must show their face.
What's the point if you can see the reaction, bro?
No, you know how
every Indian series is a reaction video.
No, why I say that? I just feel maybe sometimes they just light the place. Then, you know, you can light somewhere.
Please acknowledge their beautiful
actions. No. Did you light somewhere? Do you light somewhere? And you light somewhere and it's good for like wide shots, but when you come closer, it might be dark on the places.
No, they come close.
So
the
they come close, they readjust.
They light for the reactions.
Nico, they set. You know what they happen for set.
They light for it.
So yeah.
So we're gonna take your reaction shots now.
And you'll take it again and again. And in one scene, if you give like 10 hypertension. Hey, we found the source.
Please. And it's not like they do reaction shots.
Put the mic near your mouth.
It's not like they do reaction shots, one reaction, and then they use it for whatever.
Yeah.
For something that comes up. Every single cliffhanger.
There are this thing. This person that used to count that accountability, whatever they call them, that used to know everybody's position.
Continuity.
That guy did walk overnight. The guy they work hard because specifically do this, and it's like one of those. Oh, maybe in one take he grew like this. The reaction shot, the guy fixed the day like this. I'm always shocked. Like, how are they not moving?
Yeah,
like they pause when they shoot, pause,
snap picture.
I'm going to be an editor in the remark. But anyways, guys, this is probably the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. It's called an Igbo edition special. Nico is going to end it with speaking Igbo and ending it like that. So, Nico, go ahead. Otuto diri.
I'm dead.
Yeah, go ahead. Nico, the thing.
I don't know. So what am I trying to say?
End it now.
Goodbye, everybody.
Enibo.
Kachifonu.
No sentence, man.
Thank you.
Sentence.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming, guys.
Thank you guys for listening.
Igbo.
Anamikele Unu.
Uh-huh.
For listening.
Tutorial for Igbo now.
Oh, sorry.
Anamikele Unu ni gainti.
Yes, Anamikele Unu ni gainti.
Udo diru no.
Nine. Chuku gozi egi.
Chuku gozi unu.
Oh, sorry. Chuku gozi unu.
Be a failure in my eyes, Nico. I'm not for lying. Thank you guys for listening to Zero Expectations. My name is Prince.
My name is Nicole.
And you know the motto. If you had expectations,
you won't be here.
Thank you guys for listening. Give me my phone.
What is a migamba?
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.